Well, Henry III, 56 years. I mean, one of the longest reigns in British, in English history. And yet, in some ways, it doesn't have a sort of a feel to it, a marker for it. It's quite difficult, actually, to sell, although I've been trying to sell it throughout my academic life. You know, one thinks much more easily of Henry III's father, King John, Magna Carta. One thinks perhaps much more easily also of his son, Edward I, the Hammer of the Scots, the founder, following Simon de Montfort, of Parliament, you know, in popular view, and so on. So Henry's more difficult to, I think, to come to terms with. I think he's also more difficult personally to come to terms with. Whereas John bad, Edward in some ways good, or at any rate masterfully good, Henry, I think there were two major characteristics which contemporaries picked out about him. One was his piety, and the other was his simplicity, or he was called avers simplex. Now, the piety, I think, is very easy to demonstrate, and you know, we know its main constituents. I mean, this was a king who attended mass several times a day, who fed large numbers of paupers. His general practice was to feed at court 150 paupers every day when the Queen was with him. He sometimes fed thousands of paupers every day on the feast day of his patron saint, Edward the Confessor. So the piety is very clear. Simplicity is more difficult to. It's a difficult word, that simplex, the simplex. Can mean a compliment, biblically, it can mean you're very straightforward, without guile, you're honest. It can, on the other hand, in 13th century context, mean you're just plain stupid. Now, I think Henry was something between the two. I think he was naive, or he found it very difficult to calculate, although he has ambition to get how he gets from A to B, what are going to be the consequences of his actions. I think it's important here to remember that he was only nine when he came to the throne in the middle of the great Magna Carta civil war. And his mother very soon goes back to Angoulême. He is surrounded by ministers who know one day he's going to be king, who are probably flattering, if not fawning. And I think those are very difficult circumstances in which to develop a political feel, a sort of calculating sense. Many of the best medieval kings and beyond had a large place in politics before they had ever become king. That's true, of course, of Henry's father John and his son Edward, and neither of them could have been described in any degree as simplex. So maybe the simplicity must be partly innate, but it was due to the kind of background.